Since 2000, the civil society has been criminalized. If you look at how our law is being applied against some of this, what we call selective application of the law, hooligans, partisan militias who go around terrorizing and harming innocent civilians are walking scot-free. But civil society activists who are preaching the gospel of peace in the country, civil society activists who are busy educating the nation about how to be a peaceful nation, about how to be a democracy, are being labeled or handled like criminals. So we are saying since 2000, we have been very patient. We have been giving them our cheeks, being beaten and so forth. But now we are saying it's enough.
How have CSOs in Zimbabwe responded to this call, especially the youth, as we know that many times they are the targets and they are the ones who are used to perpetrate violence?
We are receiving very good response because we have realized that our fellow colleagues were waiting for such an opportunity whereby we can unite, we can have a unity of purpose and try to reclaim our space.
Moving forward, how will you push this campaign? Are there any rallies of some sort planned?
There is a date which we will announce whereby we will be calling civil society activists to walk to the nearest police station and demand arrest.